Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this message will bless, encourage, and challenge you to walk into all that God has for you. So I hope you're ready for it. I'm excited for you to hear it. Let's get into it. What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me right here at the J. Makopo podcast. Look, if it is your first time here, I want to give you an extra-mersive. If you are a loyal listener, I want to give you an extra-mersive, okay? So that's just what we do, giving out blessings. But for the people who were shouting out the podcast in the week, I just want to give you guys some personalized extra-mersive today. I want to give Carol Madala an extra-mersive. I want to give Vanessa Kauta an extra-mersive. I need to give Nonglebo Songwani an extra-mersive. I need to give Fikiswa, who goes to Faith Point Church, Cape Town. Fikiswa, the physician. Physics, the fit one. I need to give you an extra-mersive. An honorable mention to Capello Masebe for constantly, you know, I see you really telling people about the podcast, and I appreciate you, my man. But you know, because I'm giving out all these extra-mersives, I'm really feeling, you know, the anointing in this place. You know, guys, we have to understand that the Lord was crucified so that we can be mercified, so we can be immersed in grace. You understand me? You know, sometimes we have to graduate. We have to graduate from only doing spiritual activities. We need to graduate into spiritual mercivity. You understand?
Extra mercy.
Can I go deeper, guys? Can I go deeper?
Go deeper.
Can I go deeper?
Deeper, man of God.
I'm just saying all that because the title of the message today is called Go Deeper. Let's say a prayer, then we're going to get into it. So, Father, I come before you. I thank you for everyone who's tuned in today, whether it's on the podcast platforms or it's on Instagram Live, wherever they're listening to this. I pray may they be blessed by it. I pray also, God, help me to speak with clarity and in a way it's going to bless everyone who listens to this. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I say amen. Amen. I want to tell you guys quickly about a quick story about a girl called Alive. Now, Alive was in this town where on Saturdays, everybody would go to the pool, this other town pool. Everything was nice there. They would bribe. There'd be music. A lot of people would be there. But Alive was part of this group of girls. You know, those girls, those fly girls. You understand? Those girls that they come with consequences. You understand me? They come with consequences. And what they would do is they would come as a group. Everybody knew them. They came as a group and they would sit on the shallow side of the pool, there by the stairs, sunglasses, weaves, hair done, nails done, everything did. And you know, understand, they were very relevant for the moment. So, but one thing with Alive is she was always fascinated by another group of girls who were always at the deep side of the pool. And she would watch those girls do the crawl, the breaststroke, the backstroke, they were doing the butterfly and doing all these cool things with their swimming skills on the deep side of the pool. You know, she would watch them and just saw how serious they were and all the things that they were doing. And every Saturday, she would see them at the deep side. Every Saturday when she would go with her friends, they would always be there on the deep side of the pool while they were relaxing on the shallow side. But what happened is there was one Saturday came along where Alive was watching those girls, but she saw another father teaching his son how to swim. Now, the father saw that the son can actually swim, but he was swimming too much at the shallow side. So the father began to tell his son, go deeper, son. Go deeper, go deeper. You belong on the deep side. You belong on the deep side. And for some reason, what was happening in Alive's heart is that she began to hear the father's voice, but she felt like he was speaking to her. She felt like, hey, maybe I should go deeper too. Maybe I should find myself going deeper. But when she began to think a bit more about it, she thought, it's a bit too much right now. Let me just stay with the girls. And she watched the boy go deeper and deeper and deeper. But even while she was hanging out with her friends, that there was a voice that she couldn't ignore. She could still hear the father say, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. Can we go to the book of John chapter 7, verse 16 to 24? We see Jesus speaking about how he has done a great thing. He's done a great miracle in another person's life, which was quite deep. But there were some people who were too comfortable on the shallow side, who were sort of coming against Jesus for going deep and for calling people to go deep with him. Now let's look at this in John chapter 7, verse 16 to 24. It says, "So Jesus answered them, 'My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking out of my own authority. And the one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But the one who speaks, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me?' So the crowd answered, 'You have a demon. Who's trying to kill you?' Jesus answered them, 'I did one work and you marveled at it. Moses gave you circumcision, though it wasn't from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearance, but judge with the right judgment.'" Jesus had just healed someone, and people were finding issue with the fact that he had done something so deep, with the fact that he was calling someone to take a deep step with God, and he was revealing the depths that are real when someone comes and seeks after God. But they were saying, "No, man," or like, "What are you doing?" And Jesus was saying, "You know what? The problem is, you guys are seeing this thing on a surface level, and you guys need to judge the situation on a deeper level. I want to ask you today, are you seeing your life and your walk with God go to a deeper level? Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be the deepest person. I'm not saying that you're going to be the deepest Christian who knows everything about God and the Bible. But the question I'm asking is, are you seeing yourself go deeper? Are you seeing progress happen? When we go to the book of John chapter 6, verse 53, we see Jesus speaking to his disciples. Now, his disciples were walking with him, and I'm sure they believed in Jesus. They loved Jesus. They were walking with Jesus. But Jesus was calling them to a deeper faith with him, where he begins to use this example where he says that he compares himself to food that they must eat. He compares himself to something that they must eat, and that is the depth that they must walk with God. Now, in John chapter 6, verse 57, "So Jesus said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.'" He's literally saying, if you don't eat me, you don't have any life in you. Now, in John chapter 6, verse 60, we see it says, "When many of the disciples heard it, they said, 'This is a hard saying. How can anyone listen to it?'" Or, "Who can listen to this? Because that's a little bit too deep, Jesus. You're calling us to something that's a bit too deep. We were not expecting you to go that deep with your teachings. That's a bit too deep." So 6 verses later, it says in verse 66, John 6 verse 66, it says, "After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him." I want to ask you, has there ever been a time where you can look back in your life and you know that God was calling you to a deeper walk or to a deeper commitment, but because it was too deep, you turned your back on what God was calling you to do? I want you to know that every time you make a decision to live a shallow life and for you to not go onto the deep side, you are always cheating yourself. Every single time you make a decision where God says do this and you want to do the other thing, you are only robbing yourself and you are settling for less. The one thing that's going to always hold you back from going deeper is when you sit on the outside and you are saying, "You know what? Convince me to come closer." Yeah, and that's a thing that many people do. It's like someone standing at a pool and looking at someone on the deep side and saying, "How is it on the deep side?" Now, the person on the deep side, what they will tell you is their experience of the deep side, but the person cannot tell you what your experience will be if you come deep on the deep side. And that's the same thing when you begin to take your walk with God to another level. When you begin to pray more, when you begin to read his word more, or you begin to be more committed, I can't tell you exactly what's going to change. You have to step into the game for yourself. You have to step into the deep side for yourself in order for you to see the change. As they say, the proof is in the pudding. But we see here In John chapter 7, verse 3 to 5, it says, "So his brother said, 'Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.'" And the Bible says, "For not even his brothers believed in him." His brothers were basically saying, "Look, you're going to have to show us a little bit more if you want us to give our lives fully to your mission. If you want us to fully believe in you, if you want us to go to the deep side, you're going to have to give us a sign." Have you ever done something like that where you're like, "God, if you want me to, you know, break up with this person, you maybe give me a sign," you know? Or you ask people, "Hey, so how is it when you give your life fully to God? Can you maybe let me know why I should do it?" When you do that, you're only gonna slow yourself down. You can't be asking people what is their experience, because that is not really gonna help you. For you to see the power and for you to see the change, you're going to have to take the step yourself. But how do we determine going deeper with God? In the book of Ezekiel chapter 47, we see Ezekiel is walking into water and the water keeps rising and he gets deeper and deeper. But how can you measure depth with God? Some people measure depth with God by their problems and say that if I'm going through these things, it must mean 1, 2, 3 about my depth with God. And that's not true. Some people say that I'm deep with God if I'm doing all these things from God, if I'm busy, I'm doing all these things, and that's not true either. The depth with God that you need to be seeking is more a thing of you are really for yourself in a personal and in a real way, seeing that on a spiritual level, you are being developed, you are being changed, and you are being transformed. That it's something that is so real to you that nobody can convince you otherwise, that there is a reality of God changing you on a deeper level. In John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit," unless someone is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So he's saying that the connection that God has with you is not just going to be a thing that's going to be a physical thing. It's not just a normal life thing where, you know, it's just going to affect the life you are living. But there's a deeper level, and that is the Spirit. Your spirit is also being transformed, and it is also being changed. Guys, can I go deeper? Can I go deeper? But if I'm going deeper, you're going to have to come deeper with me. So in John chapter 5, verse 4, there's a time when Jesus was preaching to a crowd. Now, the crowd was so full, like the crowd was becoming big. There was a lot of people. So Jesus looks around. He sees boats. So he goes to Simon, who was on a boat, and he says, "Can you just sort of push your boat into the water so I can sort of see everyone as I'm going to be preaching to them?" So after Jesus preaches, this is what Jesus says. He says, after he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Put out, he says, push your boat into the deep side and let your net down for a catch. Now, Jesus was speaking to a professional fisherman. And he's giving a professional fisherman advice on how to fish. Now, at that moment, do you know what Simon could have done? Simon could have said, excuse me, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing here. You don't have to give me advice. Listen, I just let you get on my boat, say your sermon, and be done. But don't give me advice about how I'm going to fish, right? And that's the thing that so many people fall into. And you can find yourself falling into the same thing where you are saying, hey, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing with my life. I know what I'm doing with my finances. I have my 10-year plan. I have my 5-year plan. I know exactly what I'm doing. But the question I want to ask you is, you may know what you're doing, but do you know what God is doing? You may know what you want to do with your time, but do you know what God may want you to do with your time? You may know what you want to do in your family, how you want to raise your family, but do you know what God wants to do in your family? You may know what you want to do with your career, but do you know what God wants to do with your career? You see, instead of saying, I know what I'm doing, Simon says, let's see in verse 5, Luke chapter 5, verse 5. And Simon said, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down my nets." He says, look, I'm a professional and I've been doing this all night and nothing has been changing, but if you say I should do it, I'm going to do it. If God's word says I must do something, then I am going to do it. You see, a thing that I see often is a lot of people want the deeper blessings, but they want to stay on the shallow side. You see, and it doesn't work like that. A lot of people, you see, Peter was on the shallow side and he was trying to work. He was trying to get a big blessing, but working on the shallow side. But Jesus said, move into the deeper side and let down your nets. And that's the problem that you may also find yourself in. You may want a deep impact, but if you have a shallow prayer life, how are you going to have a deep impact with people? You may say you want to have deep experiences with God, but if your lifestyle with God is on the shallow side, how are you going to have deep experiences with God? You have to move and take your whole life, your whole mind, everything about you, and move onto the deeper side. And then you will see the deeper experiences. You'll have the deeper blessings, and you'll have the deeper life that God is calling you to. Don't sit on the shallow side. Don't sit on the shallow side. Now, I want to speak about five things that you need to go deeper than in order to be, in order to find yourself taking the next step. Number one, you have to go deeper than your rejection. You must understand the thing about yourself getting deeper with God. The reason why you are not deeper with God is because you've chosen not to. Every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to another thing. Listen to that very clearly. Every time you're saying yes to one thing, you are saying no to another thing. Every time you choose to not have a full prayer life, you say no to a strong prayer life, you're saying yes to a weak prayer life. When you say no to living a life that God calls you to live, you're saying, yes, I want to live a life that God doesn't want me to live. Every time you're saying yes to one thing, you're saying no to one thing. And you have to learn to go beyond sometimes your rejection. There are some things that you don't want to do, but just because you don't want to do them, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't do them. There are some things that are going to be difficult for you to do in obeying God. There's some things you're going to have to let go, and it's difficult to let those things go, but you have to go deeper than that if you want to see a deeper walk with God become a reality for you. You see, one thing I realize is a lot of people are not recognizing what they are accepting. When you reject things from God, you are accepting things of darkness. When you say, I'm going to reject a prayer life, you may be accepting other temptations that you won't be able to handle. When you say, I'm going to reject being committed to God, you're saying, I'm going to accept some things that are going to come, some spiritual attacks that are going to come, and I'm not going to be ready for. And sometimes you may be looking at your life and you're saying, I don't understand why my life looks the way it looks right now. And often it's because of the things you have accepted by rejecting the obedience that God calls you to. So God calls you to obey Him, but each time you say no to what God wants, you're saying yes to what darkness wants, and you are accepting it. So you have to go deeper. You have to go deeper than your rejection. Number two, you have to go deeper than your limitations. A lot of people say, I can't go deeper with God because of 1, 2, 3. Now, when you're saying that, you're simply saying, I have a box and I want God to fit inside my box. God, try fit inside the box. And God is too big for your little box, okay? God is not going to fit inside your limitations. God is not going to fit inside your limitations. You have to lay your limitations down before God and say, God, look, these things are challenges for me, but I believe you can help me overcome them. So you have to lay down those limitations. You know, some people will say, you know, I would do this, but I'm limited by this. I would do this for God. I would be this type of a Christian, but I'm limited by these things. And all those things at the end of the day are excuses, guys. You have to push deeper than your excuses. Move deeper than your limitations. Move deeper than your limitations. Number three, you have to move deeper than your exaggerations. As we just read in the previous chapter, when Jesus is busy confronting the people, he says, why do you want to kill me? Then the people say this. They say, you have a demon. They literally, in John chapter 7, verse 20, they literally accuse Jesus of having a demon. So they exaggerate the situation. Now, when people exaggerate situations, it's usually because they are trying to get control over the situation. I'll give you an example. There was a time when I was a youth leader. There was a young guy in the youth ministry in Rustenburg, Faith Point Church in Rustenburg, in Thabane. And I told them, like, guys, you can reach out to me whenever you need me, right? You can reach out to me and I'll be there for you. So then there was a time when he just vanished from church and from the youth. And many years later, I met up with him and I was like, hey, man, what happened? Like, you just vanished and I tried to get a hold of you, but I couldn't get a hold of you. And he said, you know, there was a time when you said that I could come to you and I could speak to you at any time, but I gave you three chances. I gave you three chances that I was going to open up to you and I was going to come to you, but you were not there. You were always busy. And I thought, because you were always busy and you gave me your word, it means you're not a man of your word. And because you're not a man of your word, I can't trust you. And if you can't trust you, and if I can't trust you, it means I can't trust the whole church. So I left it because I can't be in a church that I can't trust. Now, when you hear this story, that was literally what he told me. And I'm sure you can hear that is a little bit exaggerated, because that was a small challenge that we could have gotten over. But every time you exaggerate something, every single time you exaggerate something, you make sure that you can't get over it anymore. And the second thing that happens when you exaggerate the situation is you put yourself on top so you can decide who's wrong and who is right. Now, when you are exaggerating things, it's a hard thing to do, to actually stop yourself and say, you know what, I'm exaggerating this situation. You know, and this is something I want to encourage you to do, to look at some things that maybe you've exaggerated that are holding you back from getting closer with God. There may be some things that you can actually get over. There's some things you can change. There's some things that you can, you know, you can maneuver and put them in their place so that you can continue on your walk with God, instead of blowing up something that did not have to be big. If you want to go deeper, you have to go beyond what you have exaggerated. And I even ask you to pray about it and say, God, what could I have blown up that's actually a small thing? That's actually a small thing. Number four, if you want to go deeper with God, you have to go deeper than distractions. So I want to pick up the same verse. So in John chapter 7, verse 20, the crowd says, you have a demon. Who's trying to kill you? Now, Jesus doesn't allow that distraction to distract him from his message. So he is saying something to the people. But now they say, you have a demon. Number one, they try to insult him. But number two, they ask him a question that is off topic, that is off the main thing that Jesus is talking about. So in verse 21, Jesus answered them, I did one work, and you all marveled at it. So basically, Jesus ignores the distraction. They are trying to get Jesus and trying to start some drama. But what Jesus does is he says, nah, I'm not going to give you that. I have something that I'm trying to say. I know my purpose. I know my mission. And I know my message. And I'm not going to let anything distract me. Every time you are distracted, it's almost like people who are not important in the VIP section. All right, you know, in the VIP section, in any place, a party, a wedding, there are people who are actually important, but then there's some people who, you know, they just have connections or they just squeeze their way in. Now, distractions are the people who are not important, but they're in the VIP section. But it is your job to have the discernment and to pray for the discernment that in your life, you must know what is important and what isn't. And don't explode and don't pay attention to the things in your life that are not important, that are taking your time away from your message, that are taking your time away from your purpose, that are taking your time away from your time that you're supposed to be investing in God. You see, you can be in a VIP section, and if you're speaking to the wrong people, you know, and you're serving the wrong people, then you can get in trouble. You have to understand, and you have to have the mental, I don't want to say mental capacity, but you have to be mentally prepared for when life comes with so many different options coming before you. You have to know, okay, what is the distraction and what is it, something that is important? Some things may be calling you and saying it's urgent, but not everything that's urgent is important. So you have to go deeper than your distractions. Don't let small things get you off the path of your big mission. Don't let small arguments or small dramas get you off the path of what God wants you to do. Don't let small things and small anger and offenses get you off the path of who God is calling you to be. If you're trying to go deeper with God, you're going to have to go deeper than distractions. And lastly, you have to go deeper than contradictions. You see, in the passage we first read, in John chapter 7, verse 16 to 24, there were people who were upset at Jesus for bringing people deeper to God. But those same people who were mad at Jesus were also claiming they want people to go deeper with God. So basically, their words were not matching their actions. Their words were not matching their actions. So there was a contradiction in their life. And if you want to go deeper with God, guys, it's simple. It's simple. Your beliefs should match your lifestyle. What you say you believe should match the decisions that you are making. You have to go deeper than that. And you will know it better than I will know it. You have to know that if you're saying that you believe God, if you know that God wants you to live a certain way, if you know you're supposed to be a person of forgiveness, if you know what God wants you to live by, the word that he wants you to live by, then I call you guys to really live by it, and to focus on it. Don't live a life of contradictions. Don't live a life where you're saying one thing but you're doing another thing. You have to live a life that what you're saying and what you're believing is the same thing, and that's what's going to help you go deeper with him. So I want to finish off the story of Alive. So Alive kept hearing the voice of the Father saying, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. And throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, she kept hearing, go deeper, go deeper. And she finally made a decision where she said, you know what, I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. So one Saturday, she didn't tell her other friends about it. She just went to the pool, and she was dressed up and everything, and she met new friends. She met a new group of people where she said, look guys, I wanna swim on the deep side with you guys. And she met new friends. She met the Sisipos, the Lindos, the Asenatis, the Kolisas, the Fikiswas, you know, and the Zetus, you know. She met a whole group of new girls who were swimming on the deep side, and they told Alive, they were like, hey, you are gonna have to let go of the wigs, you're gonna have to let go of the makeup, because those things are gonna slow you down on the deep side. And Alive knew that she had to get to a point where there are some things that she's gonna have to let go of if she's going to be on the deep side. There's some ways of dressing, some ways of thinking that she's gonna have to let go of if she's gonna have to be on the deep side. So Alive made the decision. She began to learn how to swim and realize that there are so many more things you can do on the deeper side that you can't do on the shallow side. And I want you to be like the figurative Alive, where you have to get to a point where you say, you know what, you can't stay on the comfortable shallow side for too long. You have to listen to the voice of the Father, where the Father says, go deeper. And maybe you're listening to me and you know that for a long time you have been feeling that yourself. You've been feeling that there's areas in your life with this. Maybe it's your prayer life. Maybe it's people you've been spending time with that you need to go on a deeper journey with God. But maybe it's not just going deeper. Maybe it's some people that you've just become comfortable with where you're at. It's just you're comfortable because you're sort of doing the right thing and things are going okay, but you're not seeing growth happen. And this is simply what I'm saying, is God has more for your life. There's more that God wants to show you. There's more that God wants to use you for, but you have to make the decision. You have to look at the deeper side and say that you want to be there, that you're tired of just seeing people go deeper, but you want to go deeper too. And I want to encourage you that as you were listening to this podcast, to not just make it a thing that you were listening to, but to actually look deeper in your life and realize that God is calling you to more. That maybe what you have seen, you've been comfortable in it. You've been comfortable in it. And maybe you're around a lot of people who are also comfortable at the level where they are at. But maybe right now as I'm speaking to you, maybe there's a hunger, maybe there's a thirst, maybe there's a desire to go a bit deeper than what you've been going. So right now I want to say a prayer with you that God would give you grace to go deeper. Understand again that when you decide to go deeper, a lot of people may not want to go with you. When you decide to go deeper, maybe you're gonna have to let go of some things, some behavior, some people, some places. But I guarantee you, when God says you're holding on to something and God says let that go so you can go deeper, it may be that there will be a season, maybe a long season, that you're gonna walk empty-handed. Because sometimes we don't want to go deeper because we are afraid of letting go of the thing we are holding on to. And this is a point of trust that you need to get to, where God may be saying, let go of some things because there is better for you. Because how will God give you something better when your hands are already full of something that is old, of something that is shallow, of something that is not the greater level that He has for you? If your hands are full, He can't put anything else in your hands. So you're going to have to let go of the shallow things and maybe walk for a season with open hands and empty hands and trusting hands and believing that as you take the steps closer and deeper and deeper and deeper, that you will see God fill your life with what He's calling you to. So I want to say a prayer to you. I ask you guys, if you are really feeling that there must be things that you let go of, maybe it's not let go of, but there's some things you must begin to carry that are heavy, but those things are going to lead you to your deeper life, then I encourage you to make those decisions. Let me say a prayer for you guys. God, I come before You. I thank You for everyone who's listening. Our God, I believe that You're calling each one of us to a deeper life, to a deeper walk with You. I pray today, God, that each person would be encouraged to know that they may have been living a shallow life, but that they must know that there is a space for them, that You're still calling them, that there is more for them, and that You will not reject them if they want to get closer to You, that it's not too late. Even if people have made so many mistakes and have lived too long on the shallow side, that it's never too late for them to make a decision to go deeper. I pray, God, that You'd give each person courage today to say that they want to go deeper. The things that they must let go of, God, I pray You give them grace to let go of those things. And I pray, God, give people grace and courage to pick up and to start doing things that are going to make sure that they go on a path of getting deeper to You, God. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, may we go deeper. May we all go deeper today. In the name of Jesus, we all said amen. Amen. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the J. Makopa podcast. Let us go deeper. Let's all go deeper. Think about it. Like I say, guys, don't just listen to the podcast once. Listen to it another time. And as you're listening to it, say, God, speak to me. May I hear maybe something I didn't hear the first time. And may this help me on my journey of going deeper. It doesn't mean that maybe you were completely on the wrong path. But I'm just letting you know that if you are on a right path, I want you to know that there's still more for you to do. But maybe if you know that you've been on a shallow path and maybe you have not been walking correctly, I want you to know God is calling you to deeper because He has better for you. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Take care. That was the J. Makopa podcast. Peace out. Subscribe, like, share, and all that stuff. I appreciate you. Take care. God bless. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I just want to ask you to please subscribe and write a review about what you heard, about what you liked, and maybe even something you'd like me to speak about in the future. And also, please just share it with someone else who you know would really enjoy it, or someone who would really just be blessed by the episode, or maybe just the whole podcast. Please, let's just spread word out about it. But once again, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, a great week. I hope you're doing well. Stay tuned because there's so much more to come. Take care. God bless.